Okay. Today is Peiran Daf Nun. We're in the middle of a sugya. We'll go over it very briefly. We're in the bottom of Mem Testament Beis. And today's shiur is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan, Ilumishmas Avrami's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Okay, so yesterday we had a machlokes. Let's say if a Kohen Gadol died, he watered his par, and now can the new Kohen Gadol bring in just the par? Can a new Kohen Gadol get away with just bringing in the dam of the first Kohen Gadol's par? Or was it necessary for him to bring in, to make his own par? Malchus. One man the Amr held, two actually held. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said that you could even use the dam of the previous par. So if a Kohen Gadol slaughtered his par, Kohen Gadol number two can use that dam. He doesn't have to bring his own. Why? Presumably because Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha held that the dam itself is called par. That's why. Just the blood itself has the name of a par. Therefore, he can still bring it. So, second to why line. Ace for Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, if that's what you're saying is true, that what? That even a dead animal is still called a live animal? Right? Even though the animal's dead. The animal was slaughtered. It's still called a live animal. That's true. Then on Erev Pesach, what do we say? Nimnin, when people want to register the Korban Pesach, Nimnin v'moshchin yedehen, they can register and be counted and stick their hand into the pot to be part of the chabura, mimenu, ad sheyishchot, until the shechita. Once the shechita is performed on the Korban Pesach, it's too late. But if what you're saying is true, that even dam is called a par, even dam is called a live animal, then Achi Yisrael can be boiled. You can be part of the chabura until the zrik is done. The dam's sitting around; it's still called an animal. So why is the cutoff at shechita? The cutoff should be at zrika, and once the zrik is done, the dam is over. So then after that, you can't. But till then, it should be good. If you hold that the blood is considered the animal. So if Yitzchak Nafcha says, you're right, you'd be right. Shiny husband, but there it's different. You know what? The pasuk. The ksiv, because it says, mihyos miseh. And he reads it as, mihyosu deseh. Seh has to be alive. Einachanan. Normally you'd be right. By Yom Kippur, it's true. But here is a special pasuk. Special pasuk, otherwise you're right, but I can stick to my guns. The Masav from Marzutra asks another question, similar. There's a halacha that if someone has a firstborn donkey, they have to redeem it for a seh. If they don't want to redeem it for a seh, they have to kill it, they have to break its neck. So ain podin, when you're redeeming it, you can't redeem it. Lo be'egel, you can't redeem it for a calf. Lo be'chaya, not for a wild animal. Lo be'shchita, not for a dead animal. Lo be'trefa, not for an animal that has a trefa, it's going to die. Lo be'klayim, not for klayim. Lo be'koi, not for a koi is an animal that we don't know if it's a chaya or a behemoth, whatever it is. Ela be'seh, rather with a seh. So again, if you hold Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha that dam has the din of a seh, why can't you exchange a donkey for a shechuta? Slaughtered already, dam's still there, so it should be called a seh. Why do you limit it only to a live animal? Why? So the Gemara answers again, shiny hasam. You know why? The yalef seh mi Pesach. We make a comparison, just like by Pesach it had to be alive, so to hear the seh that you're going to exchange for the donkey has to be alive. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If you're comparing this pidyon peter chamor to a carbon Pesach, then all the same rules should apply. Malahalan, so just like by carbon Pesach, it has to be a zachar, a male, tom, no mum, uben shana, 1 year old. Afkan, here too, the seh that you're going to use to exchange the carbon, the donkey should be a zachar, a male, a tam, no mums, uben shana, and a 1 year old. And we know that's not true. You don't have to have everything perfect by a seh here for petach amar. But if you're comparing it to carbon pesach, why not? So the Gemara answers, Talmud Lomar, it says tifte riba. There's an extra tifte, it's a riba. There's an extra word over there, which tells me it doesn't have to be so perfect like a carbon Pesach. Yes, it has to be a seh, it has to be alive, but it doesn't have to only be a zachar. It doesn't have to have all those same rules don't apply. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. E tifte, if you're riba, if you're being marba things, So then I feel a kulanami. So bimarba all the things we just mentioned. Bimarba negel, bimarba shkuta, bimarba koi, achaya. Why not? You bimarba things already. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Im kain, seh mayahanile. So what do I need seh for? So there's a balance. Seh tells me it has to be alive, it has to be only a seh, it has to resemble Karban Pesach. In the sense that, it has to be alive. And what about the other issues? It doesn't have to resemble Karban Pesach because we have a ribui. So there's a balance. Now, Eisver Ritzchak Nafcha or Rav Ami. Now, Ritzchak Nafcha turns the tables and asks the question on Rav Ami. Rav Ami, you hold that if it's a dam, it's not called an animal at all. But I'll show you two places in the Torah where that's not true. One is, it says in the Torah, V'hotzi es kol ha-par. This is talking about taking out the par, right? So V'hotzi es kol ha-par. And it's not alive. At this point in time, the par is already dead. And it's been shechted. So what do you see? That you can take out, it says V'hotzi es kol ha-par. And what is it referring to? It's referring to the dam. Because the animal's not alive anymore. So what do you see? I'm right. That the Torah refers to an animal as complete, even though it's not alive. So I'm right. So the Gemara answers, no. You know what it means? It means shiotius kula. Yeah, it means just take out everything. Don't leave certain parts of it behind. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that the dam is considered the par regarding the issue of Yom Kippur. No! It just means when you're taking out this par, don't take out the whole thing. The whole par take out. So that's one. Next, it says, V'es par hachatos, V'es seir hachatos. And at this point, they are not alive. They've been shechted already, regarding the dam of the par hachatos and the seir hachatos of Yom Kippur. So what do you see? Again, you see that the Torah refers to them as live animals when they're no longer alive. That supports my position that the Kohen Gadol number 2 can use the dam of Kohen Gadol number 1 because the Torah views it as still being alive. So the Gemara says, you know what? Amar of Papa. Be'or, u'basar, u'feresh, regarding the lead, the skin, the meat, the intestines, regarding a complete, a whole animal, kuli amar lo pligi. Everybody agrees that's still considered an animal, which is what the case is over there. Everyone agrees to that. The animal's intact. Everybody agrees regarding halacha, it can still have the din of, the Torah will still refer to it as a full animal. Ki pligi, when's the machlokes? Bedam. The only machlokes is only bedam. Mar savar dam ikri par. One says the dam is called par. Umar savar dam lo ikri par. And the other one holds no. And this passage that you're bringing me, that's not a kash on us, because that's talking about a complete and fully intact animal, which happens to no longer be alive. That's not the same thing as dam. You can easily see the distinction. A full animal, yeah, maybe we'll, for halachic purposes we'll call it that, but not dam. So it's a machlokas. The machlokas stands and it cannot be right anyway from the psukim. Now, Omer Rashi says, Mistabra, Kimanda Omer Dam Ikri Par. I think that the one who holds dam could be called par, I think he's right. Why? Because it says, Bezos Yavo Aaron Ela Kodesh Bepar Ben Bakar. Right? This is how Aaron's going to walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim with the par. Now the Gemara says, Atu Bekrayna Mayalei? He's bringing the power in with the horns? He's schlepping it in with his horns? Of course not. It's not alive. It's only the dam. What do you see? Ella bedamo. It's with its dam. The kari lay, and the Torah refers to it as a par. So Ravashi says, I think that sheet is right. Which is how the Rambam Paskins. Based on this line, the Ravashi said, I think he's right. The Rambam Paskins. So if this happens, if the Kohen Gadol dies, on Yom Kippur, after the par has been slaughtered, Kohen Gadol number 2 just continue. Now, v'idach, what's the other man the armor going to do with this pasuk? This pasuk is very, very convincing. So he says, no. Bameh hukshir Aaron lovo el HaKodesh. What is the procedure that allows Aaron to walk into the Kodesh Kedashim? Otherwise, he has no right to just walk in. What is it? It's the par b'baka l'chatos. The par b'baka for the chatos. So when the pasuk says "Bezos Yavo Aaron al Kodesh with par ben bakar," it doesn't mean we're talking about the actual avoda, which would lead me to believe that the dam is called a par. No, it's just an introductory statement. What is the avoda that permits Aaron to go in? It's the par procedure. The whole thing from A to Z. That's what it is. Well, is the par called, is the dam called a par? Absolutely not. I hold it's not. So what does that pasuk mean? It just means this is the vehicle to let Aaron into the door. It's the whole par ben bakar procedure. Okay. Now, so we finished that discussion. Now onto a brand new topic, which is related, but the whole topic is the idea of tamura. Tamura, which is an avera. The Torah says you are not allowed to exchange. If you have a carbon, you designated a carbon, you can't now exchange it for another animal. That's an avera of tamura. However, it's a very unique quirk. If you did it, it works. If you did it, it works. And in the beginning of tamura, there's a huge machlokas between a bayah and rav. It goes on to dafin. Does that concept apply to kol Torah kula? E avid mahani. I'm not supposed to do it. What if I did it? Does it work? So that discussion comes out of this avera, the avera of tamura. So it's an avera. However, if you did it, it takes effect. Now, there's also a related issue. Listen to this. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. You have a question. Can Kohen Gadol number 2 use the dam of Kohen Gadol number 1? That's the question. Right? V'tepikle. What kind of question is that? Chatos shemesa baila. It's an example of a case where the chatos of a baal died. And we know, v'chatos shemesa baila, lemisa azla. If a chatas of a baal, if a guy designates a chatas, and he dies, the chatas goes to misa. That's different than letting it go out to graze to get a mum and then sell it and then use the money. No, for the mizbeach. No, here you lock it in a room and you wait for the animal to die. There are it's halacha l'moshe misinai. There are five cases of a chatas that we let die. What are the five cases? Rashi says them. They are. If a chatos, this is one case, the baal dies. Two, if the chatos got lost, and then he designated another one, and then it got found, it goes to die. Three is a tamura of a chatos. You exchange it for a tamura, then one of them goes to die. The fourth is the vlad of a chatos. If the chatos has a baby, that animal is considered, it goes to die. And number five is if you waited more than a year. Chatos can only be brought until it's a year old. If you designate the chatas and then you wait till it turns to its first birthday, it has to go to Misa. These are the five. So how does this question get off the ground? The Gemara wants to know. It's a chatas of a Kohen Gadol, and he died. So the chatas has to go, it can't go to Misa, it's already dead. But it's the same idea, The idea is, once the Baal dies, it's off the table. So how does this even question get off the ground? Tepiklei, the chatas shemesa bailahi. It's a chatas whose baal died. And we know, chatas shemesa bailahi misa azla. That's it, it goes to misa. There's nothing you can do about that. So, amalei ravin barada l'rava. Ravin barada says to Rava, amri talmidecha amr of amram. Your talmidim said in the name of amram, you know why it's okay over here? You know why there's a kasha? Because chatas tzibur. It's a chatas tzibur. Why is it a chatas tzibur? Because Aaron, it's for Aaron and his children. It's for Aaron and the family. So that is the din of a chatas. It's not for one person. It's not for one person. It's for the whole family. If it's for the whole family, it has the din of a chatas tzibur. A tzibur can't die. A tzibur can't die. So this whole din doesn't apply by this animal. That's how the question can get off the ground. Normally it's true. A chatas that the baal died off the table, but it's not a baal. This is a tzibur. So one of the tzibur died? Okay, that's a tragedy. That's very sad.
But the money came from the Kohen Gadol right?
Yes.
So it still has
the status of a tzibur. We're going to change this twice. That's the Havamina. V'lola misa azla. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. Amalo Rameir, this mission is in Tamura. So Rameir says, the halo par Yom HaKippurim, this par of Yom Kippur, and the chavite Kohen Gadol, and the chavitin of a Kohen Gadol, the twice daily offering of a Kohen Gadol, and the upesach, and the carbon pesach, all these, the carbon yachidhu, All these are carbon yachid. And you know what? V'docha is a Shabbos v'es a Toma. The docha Shabbos and Toma. But Yom Kippur, the power, we already discussed that. Carbon Pesach, we know. And the Chavitin, Rashi said, it's because it's connected to the Tomid. And the Tomid will be brought in the Toma. Tomid's brought on Shabbos. So too this as well. Carbon Pesach is brought on Shabbos. This power is going to be brought on Shabbos as well. Even though they're a carbon yachid. That's her Meir Shita. But, since her Meir says that, Michla, Lav Michlal, Dikal Amanda Amar, there must be somebody out there. Rav Meir is not just not talking in a vacuum. There must be an opposing Shita, the Tanakhama there, who holds the Tzibur. That is a carbon Tzibur. So Rav Amram could hold like this Tanakhama. To say that if a Chatas that dies, the Yom Kippur Chatas, is a carbon Tzibur. Rav Meir holds it's not. Rav Meir holds it's a carbon Yachid. Yes, it's Docha Shabbos, Docha Tumah, however it's a carbon Yachid. And this Tanakhama will hold it's a carbon Tzibur. So Rav Amram can hold like that. So Rava now says, that doesn't make any sense. Ul Taimech, if that's what you're going to say, Ul Taimech, then Diktani, we have another Brisa, Mishnah, the Brisa, Tosefta actually, Amalo Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov now says, wait a minute, V'halo par helam davar shel tzibur, what about a par where the whole Klal Yisrael did an aveira, right? The bed, the paskin, something, everybody went ahead and did it, turns out it was a mistake. So what happens? You have to bring a special par helam davar shel tzibur. A special carbon brought because the Sanhedrin made a mistake. What is that? Is that a carbon yachid? Of course not. Or, v'se'iri avodas kolchavim, let's say Rov of Klal Yisrael is over to Avodah Zarah, so you bring a special carbon. Or, v'chagiga. Some carbon chagigas. Right? The carbon tzibur, those are carbonos tzibur. V'ein dochid lois ha-shabbos v'lois ha-toma. That's not dochid Shabbos. Can't bring a pile of Lavashal Tzibur on Shabbos. Right? The robe of Klal Yisrael is over to Avodah Zarah. Let's bring that on Shabbos. Of course not. It's a carbon Tzibur. Michlal, there must be, since Yub Yaakov says that, there must be a Tanakama, Dika de Lamanda Amar, the Yachid. There must be somebody who holds those are Karbonos Yachid. That's impossible. How can a pile of Lavashal Tzibur be a carbon Yachid? It could only be brought for the Tzibur. So therefore, Rava says, if you want to say that there's a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, Rav Meir and some anonymous Tana, and you hold it like the anonymous Tana, then the Tosefta, the parallel Tosefta, where Rav Yaakov says something else, that can't be the anonymous Tana, doesn't make any sense. So your whole premise that a chatos of a tzibur is mesa, that a chatos of a tzibur is lo mesa, is not true. Ella, what are you going to say? So how do you answer the Tanakama, Rav Meir and Rav Yaakov? What's going on? Eli, you know what? The Tanakama Kama Hadulei. They are answering, Rav Meir and Rav Yaakov are answering what they heard the Tanakama say. They're responding to the Tanakama. The Shmiya they heard, the Ka'amar, that the Tanakama said, Karban Sibur Doch Es HaShabbos V'es HaTomah. A Karban Sibur is Doch HaShabbos and Tomah. For example, the Chavitin, or the Par from Kippur, right? Well, they'll take out the Par from Kippur for a minute. They'll say the Chavitin. Everybody agrees that's a carbon. Carbon Tzibur is a Par on Davar Shel Tzibur. Right? They heard him say, he didn't specify which ones he's talking about, that's going to be the Kasha. They heard him say a blanket statement. Carbon Tzibur, Doch Es HaShabbos V'Es HaTomah. You can do it on Shabbos, you can do it on Toma. For carbon yachid, ain't docha lois haShabbos v'lois haToma. That was they heard the Tanakhama say such a rule. I'm a lower mayor. Carbon yachid kalahu. The carbon yachid is the rule. What kind of rule is that? V'halo par yom kippurim, par from Kippur. It's a carbon yachid. Chavite kohen gadol. The chavite is a carbon yachid. Pesach. The carbon yachid who? All these are carbonos yachid. V'ain docha es haShabbos v'es haToma. They're not docha Shabbos. I'm sorry, Vidoka, they are Docha Shabbos. Of course they are. So, nobody holds, according to Rava, nobody holds that the Par is a carbon yachid, is a carbon Tzibur. Nobody holds the Par from Kippur is a carbon Tzibur. Nobody holds that. He seemed to say, no, is that what he was saying? The Tanakhama made a statement. Carbon Tzibur, Docha Shabbos. Carbon yachid, no Docha Shabbos. Rebbe says, what are you talking about? Carbon Pesach is a carbon yachid, it's Docha Shabbos. Chavit is a carbon yachid, it's Docha Shabbos. par Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid. That's why this is here. And it's Docha Shabbos. What are you talking about? You see, it's a carbon yachid. And the Amalor of Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov takes the other end of the angle. Carbon Tzibur Kalo? Tanakhama makes a rule by a carbon Tzibur? That what? A carbon Tzibur is Docha Shabbos? Follow Parhelm Dover Shal Tzibur. You have a Parhelm Dover Shal Tzibur. The Tzibur Yavodas Kochavim. The Tzibur of Yavodas Kochavim. The Chagiga. And a carbon Chagiga. Carbon Tzibur Hu. These are all carbonos Tzibur. The ain't Dochin Lois HaShabbos for Lois HaTumah. They're not Docha Shabbos and Tumah. So Remeir and Rabbi Yaakov were both attacking the Tanakhama. Remeir attacked it from the carbon Yachid aspect. Rabbi Yaakov attacked it from the carbon Tzibur aspect. Both to show, Tanakhama, whoever you are, you're wrong. The bottom line is, nobody holds that a carbon Tzibur, nobody holds that the power of Yom Kippur is a carbon Tzibur. Nobody holds that. So we're back to our question. If the Kohen Gadol died, what on earth is the Havamina that second Kohen Gadol could bring it? The rule is, when the Baal dies, the Chatas is over. So what was the Havamina? Before we answer that question, Rav is going to finish up his story. Ella, so what's the rule by Karbanos Yochid and Karbanos Tzibur? One of the Docha Shabbos, one of the not. What? Exactly. Ella, Nakan Haikol B'Yadecha. Here's the rule. This is the rule that's going to guide Karbanos Yochid and Karbanos Tzibur. Kol Shezmano Kavua. It goes by the Zman. If there's a special time to bring it, Erev Pesach, Yom Kippur, every day, then Doches HaShabbos V'Yetzat Tomo. Afilu Yabi Yachid. We don't care what kind of carbon it is. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. It's a carbon Yachid. Doesn't make a difference. It's Docha Shabbos. Why? Because it's man. Right? The power of Yom Kippur. It's every Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos. Bring it anyway. Chavitin, bring it anyway. Why? Because it's man's koveyayit. But the Choshe Eid's man kavua, if there's no man kavua, like for example, a power of Avodah Zarah. Rove of Klai Yisrael over to Avodah Zarah. Nothing to do with Zman. Well, let's say, you know, we'll bring it on Shabbos. No, I'll bring it on Shabbos. What are you violating Shabbos? Not Docha Shabbos. Bring it on a weekday. Why? There's no Zman here.
So yeah. Whatever is God made, in other words, whatever God told us to bring, it's Docha Shabbos. Whatever men decide
at a certain time. Own, right. The Torah says that if Rove of Klai Yisrael is over to Avodah Zarah, they have to bring a certain carbon. It's not time bound.
Right,
it's dependent on their actions. Right. Right. I hear what you're saying. Right. It was prompted by people as opposed to by Hashem. Absolutely.
So you said that Kohen Gadol goes to the any time he wanted, but he would have to do with the Yom Kippur.
Right.
So based on this, he couldn't go in on Shabbos.
No, but we said that was only Aaron.
He was only Aaron.
Right. So you could say that his rules are different.
But on Shabbos,
right. So maybe you could go in on Shabbos. Okay, fine. Right, true. But b'chol she'ein zman ha'kavua, if there's no kavua zman, ein adoches ha'shabbos. Lois ha'shabbos, lois ha'tumah. Vafilu b'tzibur. Even if it's a tzibur. Doesn't make a difference what kind of carbon it is. The factor is not tzibur yachid. The factor is zman or lozman. So Rava sticks to his guns and says, there's no tana that says that the par is a carbon yachid. Is a carbon tzibur. No one says that. Eisvei Abaya. Abaya says, no one says that. Listen to this, Brisa. Par v'sos Yom Kippur. If you have a par or a sa'ir of Yom Kippur, either one, sha'avdu, you lost them. And what happened? What happened when you lost them? V'hifrish acherim tachtehen. And you found another one. I'm sorry, you didn't find another one. You designated another one. We lost it. It's Yom Kippur. We have to do it. So we bring more. Then we find the first ones. So this is one of those five cases where the chatas goes to Misa. Right? Where you lost one, you designated another one, and you found the first one, but since you designated the second one, the first one goes... So what does the Gemara say? Tachteim kulam yumusu. They all get killed. They all die. Now, I'm not sure if all means all, just one pair. But either way, the point is that the Brisa says they go to die. But now, the chain. So what do they go to die? So far we didn't ask a question yet, right? They go to die. The chain also seiri avodas kochavim, the seiri and avodas kochavim, sha'avdu, got lost, right? This is a carbon. This is certainly a carbon seabor. Rove of Klai Yisrael is over in Vodazara. Now they're bringing a carbon to Seir, and it got lost. So they we'll bring another one. Then they found it. They designate another one. Again, Kulam Yimusa, they go die. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Lozav Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Lozav and Shimon say, Yiru Achi Yistavu. No, let it get a mum, send it out to pasture, till it gets a mum. V'yir Achi Yistavu, V'yimachru, then sell it, V'yiplu Demeyam L'Nadava. Then, bring the money for Nadava. Why? She'ain Chata Sibur Mesa. Because there's a chatos seber here. They don't die. Rava, you say, nobody says, that a chatos of the pyre from Kippur is a carbon seber. Hey, you have a brisa. They clearly say it, black and white. This brisa says, black and white, that the chatos of a Yom Kippur is a carbon seber. Therefore, there are tanaim who hold. It does not go to Misa. It goes to get a mum. So Rava is a kash on you. Why is it a misa? What? No, the Brisa says why. These two tanaim hold she'ain chatas tzibur mesa, because it's a chatas tzibur, and the tzibur can't die, so it doesn't go for misa. So it goes to get a mum. Hey, you can't bring it because you brought another one. Fine. So it goes to get a mum. Bottom line is, Rava, you said nobody holds this way. Rava, you said no tana holds that. His tana does hold that. That's the kasha. So Rabbi answers. Rabbi, listen to this answer. Amalei, my par. When it starts off with the word par, what par is he referring to? Nah, not the par from Kippur. Par helam davar shel tzibur. It's the par helam davar shel tzibur, which is certainly a carbon tzibur. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shel yom kippurim katani. It says yom Kippur, right? So Gemara says. So Rabbi answers, no, ki katani ad seir. Yom Kippur is talking about this ear. So let's go back to the Brisa. Eis v'abaya. Par, comma. Par helm davar shel tzibur, comma. V'tzi'ir di Yom Kippur. And it's the ear Yom Kippur. That's how Rava reads the Brisa. Right? The seir is certainly a carbon tzibur. No question about it. The whole question is the par. That's how Rava reads the Brisa. He makes a comma there, and the par is not talking about it. But now we're going to have a Brisa where he can't say that. V'atanya. Par shel Yom Kippurim. It's the par Yom Kippur. V'tzi'ir shel Yom Kippurim, and v'tzi'ir Yom Kippur, and the rest of the Brisa is exactly the same. She'avdu, got lost, if it's a chir takhtein, you brought another one, kulu yimusa, they all go to die. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Rav Shimon Omrim, yirachi yistavu. You let it get a mum, v'yimcharu, v'yiplu, demand l'nadava. Why? She'ein chata sibur mesa. Chata sibur can't die. Right? Can't happen. Rav, it's a kash on you. You said, there's no one who holds, it's a chata sibur. So now, Rav, this is going to be Rav's answer, which he's going to stick to. Ella Ema, don't say that a chatas seber can't die. Ella Ema, she'ain chatas hashutfin mesa. This is not a chatas seber. There's no seber here. Who is it? It's Aaron and his family. It's not a seber. Yes, it won't die because it's a chatas of shutfin. And the same halacha applies that if it's chatas of shutfin, also, Rashi explains, the halacha of Moshe Mitzinas are also off the table. And yes, it won't be a case of chatas. You won't lock the chatas up in the room. So he agrees with Rav Amram. He agrees with Rav Amram for a different reason. Rav Amram held it's ein chatas sibur mesa, and Rav is saying no, ein chatas shutfin mesa. I still hold. No tana holds ein chatas sibur. No tana holds that the power of Yom Kippur is a chatas sibur. No one holds that. So this Brisa says it's not going to die. Why not? Must be because it's a chatas tzibur, Rava. Rava says, no, it's not a chatas tzibur, it's a chatas shutfin. And that's why it's not going to go die. That's what those tanoim hold. So he agreed with Amram for a different reason. So the Gemara says, so what's the difference? What did he bother Amram for if he agrees with him? Right? Ultimek, and according to you, we just had a whole amid. And the bottom line is, he agrees with Amram for a different reason. So what are you bothering Amram for? You agree with him, the bottom line. The Gemara has answered that right now. So that's his answer. It's a chatas of shutfin. Why is it a chatas of shutfin? This is not a tzibur. This is not a tzibur. They're a bunch of kahanim. That's not a tzibur. Yeah, paralim davar shel tzibur, seir yom kippur, the whole Klal Yisrael. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I'm talking about a few people. So that's why it doesn't go to Misa. Because it's only shel shutfin. So it's a machlokas. Is it shel shutfin or is it shel tzibur?
The number of tzibur is the entire Klal Yisrael.
or rov, or right, some kind of right, but not a few kahanim. Kai sold the tzibur. No, so it has to be everybody or even rov. Let's say even rov. Harold Lover shall tzib the tzibur of Avodah Zarah. That's every single Jew. No, every single Jew was a vote of Avodah Zarah. No, rov. However, the tzibur of Yom Kippur, that's mechaper every single Jew. So okay, the tzibur could we have some wiggle room, but it's certainly not a few families. So right, so umay nafkamina. So then what's the difference? Rav agrees that this is not going to die. So what did he bother Rav Amram for? You know why he bothered Rav Amram? Because he wanted to let you know an entirely unrelated halacha. Dilo maisu kahanim par b'hora. Let's say Rav of Kohanim do an Aveira. So we know, when Rav of a Shevet does an Aveira by mistake, they bring a carbon. Does it even apply by Kohanim? Are they considered a Shevet? Rav says no. That's why I bothered Rav Amram. I don't want anyone to misapply this halacha. I don't hold up Rav Amram. I don't think that they're a tzibur. Yes, it's not going to go for Misa because they're shutfin, and the rule of Misa is only one guy. So therefore no. But so why am I bothering Rav Amram? Because I disagree with Rav Amram. It's more fundamental than that. I hold that since it's a shutfin, it doesn't have the din of a tzibur. So if Rav Kahanim do an Aveira, they're not going to bring a special carbon. Rav of Zavulin will do an Aveira, they will bring a special carbon. In this regard, the Kahanim don't have the din of a Shevet. That's why I was so particular to be so picky with Rav Amram. Because I don't want anyone to think I agree with that. Rav Amram would apparently agree with that. He calls it a quote-unquote a tzibur. So if they're a tzibur, they would have the same rules by dinei hora, when they follow the wrong tzak and the Rav of the Shevet. That's why he argued on Rav Amram. That's the reason. Fine. But it's interesting, because we had a few days ago, when the Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he says, the Chiper Ba'am, he calls himself an Am. Right? In that Lashon over there, about the Vidui, he calls himself an Am. What do you mean Am? He said, the Kohanim are a nation? So we said there, no, men shave it. And I was saying, right, Rav might not agree with that. So, now, Tashma, another kasha on Rava. Rabbi is not done with Rava. Another kasha on Rava. Why? The boy Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar asked a question. If you hold that the power of Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid, which implies someone holds it's a carbon tibur, that's going to be the kasha on Rava. If you hold that the power of Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid, then ha'ose tumura o ein ose tumura. Can you make tumura or not? Why? Because you can't make tumura on a carbon tibur. So if you hold it's a carbon yachid, can you make tumura or not? We're going to analyze this question in 2 minutes. But what do you see from the question? Rabbi Lozov says, according to the one who holds, it's a carbon yachid. Can you do A, B, and C? Which means someone holds it's a carbon tibur. Rava, you say no one holds it's a carbon tibur. This price seems to imply someone does. So I was going to give the exact same answer. No. Michlal, dikel levandara, the shutfin. Right. It's not a carbon yachid. It's a carbon shutfin. It's not a carbon tzibur. It's a carbon shutfin. The bottom line is the exact same. But don't call it a carbon tzibur. Okay?
Well, why don't they call it Remeir by name?
When? Where?
The Divrei Omer, why do they allude to it?
Right. Rashi says, well, Divrei Omer, Remeir. Rashi says Remeir. Because that was he's quoting a brisa. So that brisa, we never mentioned Remeir by name. Almost, right? It's always Tam Mishnas Remeir. This brisa was just mentioning, according to him, right, what would the halacha be? So now we're going to spend the rest of the time, we don't have that much time, but it's one long piece, analyzing this question. Gufa. By Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar asked the question. The Divrei HaOmer, Par Yom HaKippurim Karban Yom. So bottom line is, now we'll go on to a new thing. So Rava holds, there is no Tana who holds that the power of a Yom Kippur is a carbon tibur. He does agree it's a carbon of Shutfin, and therefore it won't go for, it won't, it, therefore, therefore, if the Kohen Gadol dies, then what happens? It could be that it won't go for Misa. It won't go for Misa. Right. We won't have to lock it up, because we don't say that rule except by carbon yachids. Fine. Gufa. Barer Belazar. L'divya omer par yom kippurim carbon yachid. According to the ones who hold that a par from Kippur is a carbon yachid. So it's a carbon yachid now. But, ose tumur, oe no se tumura. The word is tumur, we said before. Tmur is you exchange the carbon for a different carbon. Oh, I like that one better. I don't want that one. I want the other one. So you shouldn't do that. But if you did it, it works. Now the rule is that only works by a carbon yachid. By a carbon tzibur, there is no tumura. So now, is this a carbon, even though we hold this is a carbon yachid, lamaitha, you're still including other people. It does include the family, this carbon yachid. So can tumura work or not? So the Gemara says, Maikami Bayale, what was his question? E basar makdishas lidan. His question was, what's the question basically? Do we follow the one who is makdishit? Who's makdishit? Aaron a Kohen. The Kohen Gadol's makdishit. He's one person. So can he, therefore, does tumura go by him? Oh, basar mischaper was lidan. Or does it go by those who get the kapara? Meaning all the kahanim. That can't be his question. We have an answer for that question. Pshita, that's pashit. You know why? The basar mischaper is lenin. The rules of tamura follow the guys who are getting kapara. How do you know? The Amar of Avo, Amar B'Yochanan, Avo said in B'Yochanan, Hamakdish, let's say, I have to bring a carbon. And now, my friend brings the carbon on my behalf. He's nice to me, he knows I'm tight with money, he buys it for me. Then it gets a mum. It's a mum. So what do? You can't bring it now. So someone has to redeem it. Who redeems it? If the owner redeems it, he has to pay a chomesh. Or let's say he doesn't get a mum. Let's say he changes his mind. Hey, he redeems it now. I'll buy it next month when I have more money or when I have available to go to Yerushalayim. So he redeems it now. So if the owner redeems it, he has to pay a chomesh. If somebody else in the street redeems it, he doesn't have to pay a chomesh. That's the rule. So, my friend was makdashit for me. Who pays the chomesh? Me or my friend? So we know, ha-makdash mosef chomesh. The guy who was makdashit, he pays the chomesh. Because he's the one who's makdashit. That's the rule. That doesn't apply to us. But, ha-mishchaper also for tomorrow. The guy who's getting the kapara, he's the one who can do the tomorrow. So Aaron's the one who's makdashit is carbon. He's one person. But we know the rule. The rule is that the people that are getting kapara are able to do the tumura. So in this case, so that couldn't have been his question. Who can do the tumura? Aaron or the kahanim? We know it's the kahanim. And what do we know? The kahanim are more than one person. Therefore, that can't be his question. It's possible there will be no tumura here. Because the mischaprim, all those kahanim, they're the ones that have the right to do tumura. So that couldn't have been his question. Impossible. That's a pashat. And the Baraita just finishes off when we're talking about one person doing things for other people. So the Gemara just mentioned the third case, Vatore Mishlo Ashal Chaveiro Tovus and Ashalo. Let's say you have a case where a guy's a Yisrael and his daughter married a Kohen. Right? So now they have a grandson, he's a Kohen. So you have a Yisrael who's a grandfather and the grandson's a Kohen. He wants very much people should give the truma to his grandson. So he's allowed to pay people. He's allowed to pay kahanim, by the way. He's allowed to pay people. Give the truma to my grandson, please. I'll pay you. Let's say A is mafresh truma for A and for B to give to the Kohen, to give to the grandson. And he's getting paid. So you're allowed to be mafresh your friend's truma because it's a tovas hana. I'm mafresh my truma and a pater in yours. You're allowed to do that. Zachash adam shal b'fanav, right? So, but now I'm getting paid for that. So who gets the money? Me or the other? Me or my friend who I took off his truma for? The answer is me. That's all. I do it because I'm the one who did it. Fine. What do you see? His question couldn't have been by tmura on who could do it, Aaron or the kahanim. It's clear the kahanim. That couldn't have been his question, right? So the Gemara says you're right. Olam pshitale. The basar mischaper is leading. You're right. It's certainly pshita that we go basar the mischaprim. V'hachi kami bayale. Here was the question. Achav ha-kahanim, all the kahanim, the kviyus of mischapri, are they kviyus? Are they part of the karvan that they get kapara? Therefore, they cannot affect tamura because they're more than one person. Oh, dilma bekufya mischapri, or is their kapara a byproduct? Is their kapara a byproduct? Really, this carbon is Aaron's carbon. However, as a byproduct, we throw in the kahanim. Maybe that idea of a byproduct is not strong enough to prevent them from doing tamura. That's the question. That was his question. We have 1-2 minutes. Let's 2 minutes. Tashma. Chomer bezevach mi betruma. A regular carbon is more machmer than tamura. Sorry, I said truma. Tamura. A regular carbon is more machmer than tamura. You know why? We're going to say why. And v'chomer betamura mi bezevach. And in some cases, tamura is more machmer than zevach. How? Chomer bezevach. In what way is zevach more machmer? Shazevach noach biyachid. A regular carbon applies by yachid. And b'tibur, and it applies by tibur. Right, there's no tumor by tibur. And it applies by v'doches ha'shavet, v'doches ha'tumah. It's doches ha'shavet, it's doches ha'tumah. And v'ose tumura. And you can make it tumura. Masha enke b'tumura. None of these apply by tumura. Tumura can't make another tumura. Tumura is not doches ha'shavet. Tumura only applies by carbon yachid. Now, choma b'tumura b'zevach. In one aspect, tumura is more machmer than zevach. Yeah, how? Shat tumura chala al balmum kavua. A tumura can be chal on a balmum kavua. You can't go over to an animal that has a mum and say, I'm makdish this for a carbon. It's ineligible. It's like walking over to a chair and saying, I'm makdish this for a carbon. You can say, I'm donating it to the Beis HaMikdash. But you can't have kedushas haguf when an animal has a mum. But by tumura you can. It's not that a psukim. It's a quirk. A tumura is all things in a beira, and yet you can make a balmum into a tumura. It's not that a psukim. And the ene yotu l'chul l'gozaz v'la'aveid. We know that let's say you have a carbon and it has a mum, so you redeem it. Since that carbon once upon a time had kedusha, you can't treat it in a belittling way. You can shecht it, and you can eat it. You can set, but you can't shear it or get its wool because you can't. But by tomorrow we don't say that. By tomorrow we don't say that. So we've just established. We'll stop right now. So we've just established that in some ways tomorrow is more machmer, and in some ways. Or zevach is more machmer. That's going to lead to a question, which will lead to an answer, and we'll continue tomorrow.